the rest of the story. It was to be the cultural event of the social season, the debut, the premiere performance of the nation's first ever full-size all-string orchestra, a group called the New England String Ensemble. Now, there are innumerable so-called chamber ensembles throughout the United States, many of them all strings, but never a group of these proportions. 24 world-class first chair grade string players on the same stage. The New England String Ensemble. It would come to life at 8 p.m. September 17, this year, 1994, in the Endicott College Auditorium in Beverly, Massachusetts. The day and the hour approached. At 7:30, half an hour before the premiere downbeat, there was trouble with the auditorium lights. Lightning, it seemed, had struck a transformer. Would the performance begin on schedule? Anxious impresarios wondered. Technicians assured them that it would, and it did. French-born conductor Christophe Chagnard strode on stage to polite applause. These were Boston concert-goers, you understand, sophisticated, a little reserved. Their enthusiasm must be earned. In the first half, renowned Boston symphony flautist Fenwick Smith was soloist. The response was warm. Intermission. Thereafter, Mozart, the beloved Eine Kleinachtmusik, first, second, third movements, acceptable. From the clapping, it was acceptable, but then came the fourth movement. And right in the middle of it, the auditorium lights, all of the auditorium lights went out. Now try to picture this. There's a large orchestra, two dozen musicians in mid-performance with one eye on the score, the other on the conductor. Suddenly they can see nothing. The conductor sees nothing. The audience sees nothing. Now what should happen is something performers call a train wreck, a collision of dissonances followed rapidly by silence. But do you know what? Somehow, the New England String Ensemble kept playing. In utter darkness, they proceeded, apparently effortlessly, through the fourth movement of Mozart, and minus the continuous prompting of the conductor's baton, those 24 string players kept on in perfect tempo and unison. And as the audience listened to spellbound, the orchestra proceeded to the conclusion of the piece and fell to simultaneous silence as though, although impossibly, on cue. Still in darkness, a whistling, shouting, stomping, thunderous ovation erupted. What had occurred could not have, as even the musicians themselves would later agree, and yet it did. And when the bravos at last fell silent, somebody in the audience withdrew a pocket flashlight, then another audience member, and then another, until nine concert-goers were moving slowly toward the stage with tiny lighted flashlights, and with the musicians' musical scores thus illumined, the concert continued and proceeded flawlessly to its triumphant conclusion. In years yet unborn, the prestigious New England String Ensemble will give some remarkable performances, but none so magical as its first in the summer of 1994. You see, with no indication of the technical difficulties that would befall the orchestra's debut, the conductor had planned his premiere program around a single idea, a concept based on musical selections with the same theme, a collection of nocturnes, you might have called it, without ever imagining that his concert orchestra would be born in the dark. Conductor Christophe Chagnard had nonetheless entitled its debut beforehand, Musical Journey into Night. And now you know the rest of the story.